Hey all, my name is Rodrigo and this is Cold Talks, a podcast about Coldplay. Okay, I know, you're probably thinking that this is the most obvious and dumbest name for a podcast about Coldplay, and yes, I need to agree with you, you are 100% correct. But what we need to say is that this is not the worst one. It's not a bad one either. So that being said, let me present myself first. I am 23 years old. I speak from Brazil. And of course, I am a Coldplay fan. I've been a Coldplay fan for about 15 years. I started listening to the guys in 2006. And we are in 2021, so I guess it's exactly 15 years. But I don't know if that's a long time, if that's a short period of time for being someone's fan. If we're talking about like Madonna, this is very short time. But what I'm trying to say here actually is Coldplay taught me a lot. And that's the greatest point here. I don't care if it's a long time or not, but I have many lessons learned with the band, and that's actually what I want to share with you guys. That's the main topic of the podcast. This is about not only Coldplay, but being a fan. How can we understand being a fan as something important and not that banalized as it sometimes sounds? So this podcast exists in order to connect fans all over the world. We're going to have conversations with lots of different fans and lots of different people who share their lives into Coldplay's existence. On every Wednesday, as we're saying now, we're going to basically say how happy we are to be alive at the same time as Coldplay, as we know from Higher Power. So, this is a podcast about being a fan, and I think that now, from now on, it's time, well, nothing more fair than me starting by saying my story with Coldplay. So, yeah, this is the host's story with the band Coldplay. The first memory I have, oh, this is something so awkward to me, but the first memory I have related to the band was 2006. I was a very young boy. I was very young. I was probably like 8 or 9, and I had a DVD of a movie called The Wild. There was a part of this movie, it's not like that best movie that you're going to see, it's an animation film, kind of Madagascar vibe, where we have a lost child being kidnapped, basically, by some folks on a zoo. That's basically it. And then they have their friends coming back to their friends and in his father coming back to rescue him. And it's basically a road trip movie, but for kids and with animals. That's basically the plot of this movie. And there's a scene of this movie that we play Clocks by Coldplay. And I got like 100% paralyzed by that song at the time. It was something like I never listened to something as beautiful as Clocks. I mean, we're talking fan to fan. We know the effect and the power that Clocks have on people, right? So I listened to it on that movie. It was a very specific scene where the main characters were walking into the city for the first time, and they're seeing this. I think it's New York, by the way. So they're seeing the city lights, and everything's very beautiful, and they're contemplating the city, and Clocks starts playing. There's this scene on YouTube. If you search for The Wild Clocks Coldplay, you're going to find that scene on YouTube. But that scene was something so intense for me because of that song that, believe it or not, I said that this was kind of uncomfortable in the beginning, and it's because of that. Believe it or not, remember, I was like 8 years old. So everyone that entered into my house, I would get that DVD. I would play that scene where we have a bunch of random animals with clogs on the background playing, and I would ask everyone that came into my house, do you know this song? Because I really like it and I want to know this song. I want to listen to it again and I want to listen to the whole song. And I kept doing that for a long time. I don't remember exactly how many times I kept doing that, but I did that. And, well, it happened that someday my cousin, I had a cousin by the time called Regina, and she knew Coldplay, and not only Coldplay, she knew, not only Clocks, she knew basically everything by Coldplay. She was a fan of Coldplay, and she presented me, she had the physical albums, the CDs, from Parachutes to X and Y, and she lent me, she said, go, have a listen. And I did. I started with Russia Blood to the Head, and that was just magical. That was magical. And here I have to point out how Coldplay... I said in the beginning that Coldplay had taught me lots of things. The first thing that Coldplay had taught me is how magical a full-length album, 11 tracks, in that specific order, can be. Because I have, I would say that by that time, I had never listened to a whole album. And that was the first time. And I was quite young by the time, actually. And that happened. I started with Politic, and I was like, that's insane. And then, like, In My Place, and then God Put a Smile Upon Your Face. And, well, I got into Clocks that I already knew, because when she lent me the CDs, the first thing I did was playing Clocks over and over and over and over again. So I entered that world that was created with A Rush of Blood to the Head, and I submerged that. I went deep on that. And it was magical. There is not other word for that. It was magical. I started to realize how powerful it is to put a song and then another song and then another song that were all songs that were made to be together. And each song has its particular words and its particular message. But when you put everything together, we have something so solid, so beautiful, that is able to awake some kind of feelings that I, by the time at least, didn't know I had. So, and from this moment on, like, I started with A Rush of Blood to the Head, and then I went to Parachutes, and I loved to see how Parachutes is different from A Rush of Blood to the Head, right? And I realized that, I mean, I don't have only one song now. I have many. I have 10, 11, 14 in the case of X and Y. I have lots of songs, and all of them talks to each other inside that little box that is the CD or the vinyl, or even like the Spotify player. It is a little box that we can put songs together, and they magically connect, and they magically say something new that I would never ever have discovered by listening to just one song. So from that moment on, like, then came Viva La Vida, that was a blaster for me. It was amazing. It is until today my favorite album. It is the first album that I bought with my own money. It is Viva La Vida. It is one of the first things I bought with my own money, actually. It is my Viva La Vida album that I still have until today. From that moment on, I started discovering some new bands, and then in a very far future, I discovered that we had a path of, like, listening to Coldplay and then, like, Keane and Snow Patrol. That was the alternative rock bands by the time. My musical taste is quite different now, but Coldplay and a few others, but specifically Coldplay, have remained by the point that I still listen to Parachutes or even A Rush of Blood to the Head, that was my first album at all. I can still listen to it today with the same feeling of, this is the first album that I've listened in my whole life. And this is just so beautiful. It is moving for me. I started doing lots of things. Well, starting from listening to other albums and other kinds of music, I see that Coldplay, you know, Chris Martin talks about Bjork, and then I said I want to listen to Bjork, because if Bjork is something to these guys, and I relate that much to these guys, this can be something for me. And again, as I said in the beginning, this is the power of being a fan of something. It's not only about a sound that you listen to and you say, this is nice. It's about connecting artists to people. And when you go deep to someone's discography, you know a lot. I mean, you know a part, but you know a lot of a part of the person's thoughts and ideas and personalities and do's and don'ts. And that was magical for me. That was just magic. And I think everyone that is a fan of anything, but in this case specifically, Coldplay, has a lot, a whole lot to tell us and a whole lot to say about how this changed their life too. And this is what we're going to do in this podcast. I want to share those stories and talk about that stories, explore those stories to see what we can get out of it. So, of course, the story that I have just told you is more than 10 years old. Lots of things changed and lots of things happened to the world. It's 2021. We have just been through a pandemic year. If you live in Brazil like me, you probably have the 2021 year marked by the pandemic also. So, yeah, a lot has changed. That basically is my point now. But today, I see that Coldplay is in my life, and not only Coldplay, but Coldplay opened the door for me of a certain kind of sensibility, that is the sensibility to art, that is what is going to tell if I like something or not. And because of that, and that opportunity that I had to grow that feeling of that sensibility that I have just talked about, I got to a point that listening to music was not enough anymore. I started making my own project and my own songs, and we can talk about them later in another time of the podcast for sure. But the feeling is basically the same. This rising of this sensibility, I think everyone that is affectionate in art in any kind has a specific type of sensibility that certainly has a specific trigger. In this case, it was Coldplay, but it is born somewhere. And on this podcast, we are going to talk about how those things are born and developed, how I just did today. And as I said, my musical taste is quite different. I don't listen to like Snow Patrol that much anymore. There was a band that I was just completely blown away too when I have just discovered Coldplay. I don't listen to Oasis that much anymore, for example, but it's not about that. It's about how that opened lots of doors for me by that time. And that's basically the motto of that show, of this show that I'm recording right now at this moment. And I'm so happy that this is a reality and that we can talk about it and we can learn with other people. I was talking to a friend that, I mean, I know lots of Coldplay fans via Twitter and Reddit and Discord and those kind of things. I don't know their personal lives. And it's so strange that we have the same band in common that is so important for all of us. And we sometimes don't even know our names. We don't know where we live. But we have a very strong bond to each other. And this podcast is to bond Coldplay fans all over the world, based on things we learn from the band, actually. Coldplay always says that we live in one big same world. And we are one big band. And sometimes this is so hard to believe, that having a space where this is true and we can live that every week, like we intend to do on this podcast. It's just amazing. It's just nice. So, well, if you're a Coldplay fan, welcome. If you're not a Coldplay fan, don't worry. If you're a fan of something, anything at all, this place is for you, okay? Don't be intimidated because of the nerdy facts that we're going to have here about Coldplay. This is also a place for you that is a fan of something and want to share your point of view of the world with us, okay? So that was it for today, guys. Thank you very much. I'm so excited to keep on these conversations. The next episode is with someone that I really admire and I really want you guys to know and I really want you guys to meet. And from episode one, this was episode zero, from episode one to infinity, we are going to have very interesting conversations about Coldplay and points of view and perspectives from this one big band that is the Coldplay fandom. Thank you very much for listening. See you guys next Wednesday, and thank you very much. Cool Talks is produced, hosted, edited, and created by me, Rodrigo Samenes. All visuals and graphic design are made by Luiz Eduardo Pinheiro. If you don't know, I'm also a musician and I invite you to listen to my musical project. Links for it and anything else related to the podcast are in the bio section of all of our social media. Follow at CodeTalksPods on Twitter and Instagram for more Coldplay-related content. Follow the podcast in the platform you're listening to it not to miss any new episodes that come out every Wednesday. Are you a Coldplay fan and wants to be a part of a podcast? Feel free to DM me on social media or send an email to CodeTalksPodcast@gmail.com. Thanks a lot for listening.